everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Kelly O Show, and welcome back to part two of our two-part interview with Lenka Lutonska. If you haven't listened to part one, please make sure you go back and listen to part one before you dive into this episode. I promise you it'll make much more sense. So it's very easy. You start a new venture and you get wrapped up in the preparatory work, you know, the fun work, getting your website, getting your social media. And I think a lot of people, I certainly have observed this in our network. We've got a lot of bloggers, a lot of influencers, folks in the network marketing space, and the excitement is there at the beginning. And then it comes down to picking up the phone or going and meeting somebody for coffee, having that discussion. And they kind of will get scared. Understandably, they get scared because it's new. And they're thinking, well, maybe if I just put up social media posts, people will come to me and I won't have to do the work. And to me, I've started using this analogy a lot more recently. I'll say, you know, building a business is a lot like losing weight. And you've got to put in the time every day. And it's the little bits of time every single day. And if you're not doing it, if you, like you said, I love how you said, is your business growing? Like, your business will grow in proportion to the amount of time that you're selling and that you're actively, you know, taking action. Because if you look back on your week, just like if you look back on your week and go, wow, I got one workout in. If you have a whole month of having one workout in per week, you're not going to lose weight as fast as if you did four workouts a week every week, right? So it's consistency and persistence. I love that. That's key. What do you think? Do you deal with women who are just absolutely terrified of the idea of cold calling or, you know, the first initial outreach? And what have you found is their holdup? Is it the opinions of others or is it that they think they might fail? What have you heard from women that you work with?
Ooh, it varies. It varies. The biggest one is, I don't want to be salesy or pushy. I'm not ready. We put million and one obstacles sometimes, as you were mentioning, Kelly. Oh, but I need to have a website. Oh, but I need to have this. Oh, but I need to have that. No, we just need certainty about how we can help our clients. When we have certainty, we don't need any of those things.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm writing that one down too. Certainty about how you can help.
And we can talk about that energy of certainty, if you like, a little more. That was another one big breakthrough for me. And I wrote about it a lot in the book, Energetic Selling and Marketing. It makes a huge difference in selling. But in terms of those various obstacles, the I'm not ready is a big one. I don't want to be salesy or pushy, obviously. And simply just putting consciously or unconsciously the active selling, as in giving opportunity to say yes or no, way down the hierarchy of values, as in what we do every day. So when my clients start working with me, I'll give them this challenge every single time to start with. Go out there and talk to 20 people this week, 10 or 20 people this week. Simply ask, give them that opportunity to say yes or no to you. Mm-hmm. And even by doing that, oftentimes, oh, but I've got suddenly five high-end clients. I've suddenly made 20K. Suddenly, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. So this would be my challenge to everyone who is listening. Go out there and find those 10 people or 20 people, if you like, that you can talk to, because there will be those people that you can talk to and give them that opportunity to talk about how we can help them.
I just thought of this while you were sharing, and I swear this literally just came to my head, because I know that a lot of women in any business, and they're thinking about selling, they're so I think they're unconsciously thinking that each interaction with somebody has to result in a sale. And if they don't, then they're failing, right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to maybe looking at it. And so I started to think, you know, maybe I should start sharing with people that I coach. And I don't know if you've done this, but, you know, let them know that, like, look at it like practice. You just said a great thing. Get out there and talk to 10 people. And maybe they should look at it, because they'll say this about dating. People who are so hung up about getting back out, you know, they've gone through a divorce. And so their therapist will say, just look at dating instead of looking at each date and getting so worked up, like, could this be the perfect man? Am I dressed right? Am I going to say the right thing? You're putting so much pressure on that date. Like, just look at each one like, hey, you're just getting out there. And you're practicing dating. So just go on a bunch of dates, because some women, I was one of them when I was single, I would get so worked up about each date being perfect. And I think women do that in sales. Like so because they're so worried about failing with that first call, they won't do any. Where with what you said, just get out there and do 10, and don't care if you get 10 sales, if you get 10 no's, like, you're going to get no's. And that leads me to my next question. How do you teach women to get comfortable with the rejection part of selling?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's a great question. So I much agree with what you were saying. You know, I personally also remember in those days when I was struggling, that when I did end up on a sales conversation, I went on those calls thinking, oh my goodness, I need to prove, and I so needed this sale. So I hope it will go well, et cetera, et cetera. It's a very weak, and actually it's such a thing that clients can feel it. They can feel, whether you're talking to them by phone or they can feel your energy. So if that's about you, if on that sales call, we're thinking about ourselves, clients will feel it. So what I suggest to clients to essentially how to be detached from the result, how not to, oh, it must be a sale, is to give full attention to the client. I don't need to do it anymore, but I used to do a little exercise before each sales call. When I simply, for 2-3 minutes, I would center myself before the sales call. I would focus on the energy of my heart, connecting the energy of their heart, my client that I was about to talk to. And I would just tell myself, this client is going to be the center of my universe. I'm going to listen more attentively than ever before. And I'm gonna serve them. I'm going to serve them. So I'm going to put my fears aside, my whatever aside, so that when I'm actually talking to those clients, I can truly serve them. I can help them to see their potential. I can see, understand the nature of their problem. I can understand the nature of the solution. I can be honest with myself, whether I can help them or not. And I can challenge when they start thinking small. So this is very powerful, to basically presence, focus on a client, and knowing that it's going to be yes, or it's going to be some massive gift, some beautiful learning for me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it. So it's not about the result. It's about the process.
Yeah, so true. And I have learned, you know, to look at the whole, I keep finding, like, there's perfect analogies here with weight loss, you know, because I keep thinking, ultimately, you have to look at this, like you said at the beginning of this interview, you've got to play the long game. You've got to look at this as a long, you know, long-term strategy. I'm going to be consistent every day, every week, every month. And that's how my business is going to grow. And it's just like, weight loss, you know, you've got to say, instead of going, what can I do in the next 2 weeks before Thanksgiving? How can I lose weight? Like, no, look at this. Like, what can I accomplish over the next year if I just keep getting healthier and healthier and make better mm-hmm. choices every single week? That's going to happen. And with sales, you know, look at every time you meet somebody for coffee to present your business opportunity, or, you know, you work in corporate America, you go on a sales call. Every single time you go, like Lenka said, you're going to learn something. And when you, you know, the no's are an inevitable part. Not everybody can say yes to you. And mm-hmm. the best business founders and the most, the craziest, most successful artists in the world, they've all been told no a million times. The most best-selling authors out there. I think of Tim Ferriss, who pitched his book, you know, like 38 different publishing houses. Mm-hmm. He was turned down by all of them. And then he gets that one yes. And he's a multimillionaire because he sold, you know, however many New York Times bestselling books. There's multiple stories about that. J.K. Rowling, on and on and on. So the more that you can get yourself comfortable with the idea of hearing no as just part of the process, the more that you'll learn. And truthfully, if we all could have a better attitude about like, hey, what can I learn from this? You know, maybe you will go and present something someday and you didn't know the answer or you fumbled or whatever and you lost the sales or you lost the business opportunity. That is an opportunity for you to get better. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is also a self-development, our own personal growth process. Because I really, truly believe that the better we get at selling, we get better at everything. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that, Kelly?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, it's so true. Because, and when I realized that I was passionate about helping women sell, you know, you and I talked before, because we're both passionate about helping women get better in sales, but we also realized it bleeds over into every part of your life. Mm-hmm. The truth is when I looked back and in those difficult years, when I learned, frankly, I was, my people pleaser nature was getting in my way. And I was saying yes to things I didn't want to do. I was, you know, I stayed running my business for 3 years after I stopped enjoying it because I felt obligated. I never mm-hmm. gave myself permission as founder and owner of the company to move on because I felt bad. And so, you know, when you learn all of your weaknesses and you become a stronger, more assertive, more powerful, more confident woman, it bleeds over into every part of your
life.
Exactly. Personal relationships. And it's funny because a lot of people will think that when you become, as a woman, more confident and assertive, you have boundaries, you say no more often, you demand a certain level of respect and so on. They think they're worried, oh, everyone's going to think I'm a bitch. But the truth is, and this is where I was surprised, because I had to really start pushing back in some conversations with family members, things mm-hmm. that I'd put up with for a long time. And I found that the more I put my foot down and was just 100% myself, instead of trying to please everybody and be nice and whatnot, the relationship improved. I mean, ultimately, like my father is one of them. I thought the more confident I was, the more I was like, Dad, that's not okay. You can't talk to me that way. This is not, you know, the more that I was able to respectfully argue with him and have dialogue, and we're better friends now than we were 3 years ago when I was kind of just a weaker, you know, more far less confident version of myself. So I agree. Selling can help you across the board.
Yes, yes. Because what is right for you is right for everyone. Mm-hmm. Whether we like it or not. I know it's hard to believe it. But when we do reinforce our boundaries, when we do put ourselves first, it's going to affect other people in the most positive ways, even though we may not see it before. And yes, everything that doesn't work in our lives or in ourselves is going to reflect in selling. So really, when we get better at selling, we are addressing everything. Love it.
Would you say, I keep thinking of myself when I graduated from college and I was looking for a job, and I knew that, like, my dad was in sales his whole life, so I thought, and I'd been told, you know, I'd waited tables and worked in restaurants, and people always said, oh, you're really great at sales. You could sell, like you said, you could sell ice to an Eskimo. So I went into sales because that was where the most jobs were. You could find mm-hmm. sales jobs. But the truth is, like, I was just, at that point, I was applying for any job selling anything. And it wasn't really my passion. My first job was in the hotel business, selling, you know, banquets and rooms and so on. And it wasn't something that got me up every day excited. And my question to you, Lenka, and this is probably a good one to maybe start wrapping it up because I see we're close to our time, but would you, I'm putting you on the spot here, but would you say that it's a far better determiner of success? In other words, say there's women that are listening and they're working in corporate America and they hate their job and they want to start making better money and having flexible hours and, you know, they want to be able to take more vacations and not commute, right? Mm-hmm. And if you want to make money and you can make money selling pretty much anything, right? Is it not a better predictor of success to find something that you really love and enjoy and are passionate about versus saying, well, you know, I saw this opportunity on TV and it's, you know, a vitamin company and I've heard that a lot of people make a lot of money in selling that. So I'm just going to go sell vitamins, but I don't really care about vitamins, but I just heard you can make, like, I personally think it's so much easier and natural to love what you do and be passionate about it because I just don't know how you can be successful. Like for me, if I went out and sold tires, I would jump off a ledge.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I absolutely agree. And it's not just about that you'll enjoy it more, therefore you'll put more effort into learning whatever we need to learn about selling, marketing, et cetera, and overcome any obstacles that may be in the way and grow out of it. Not only that, so absolutely, I think it's super important that we do or we sell what we completely and absolutely love and are passionate about. But also, it's really no point to just sell something or do something, anything in business, just because it makes sense, just because somebody else makes it work and such a formula works for them. So that should work for me too. That's not a predictor of success. Yeah. We often would like to think that, you know, just give me formulas, just give me steps. And it's not how it works, because if it worked like that, everyone would be successful in business, right, Kelly?
Yep. Yeah, just like weight loss. You know, if weight loss was as simple as follow this diet or just go keto or paleo, everybody would be, you know, thin and perfect and we wouldn't have the obesity epidemic we do, at least in our country.
Exactly. Exactly. So we need to make everything our own so it fits with our own blueprint, with how we work, with our values, with woman that we are. So rather approaching selling and business overall from creative space rather than mimicking environment.
That was such a good word you used, mimicking, because, you know, when you talked about earlier, which I firmly agree with, that your clients want to know, they want to experience absolute certainty. And I love these AT&T commercials that have been out recently where they're like, you know, I don't know if you've seen them, Lenka, but they're like, just okay is not okay. And they have this one commercial where this guy's going to get heart surgery. And he asked the nurse, like, is this a good doctor? And she's like, he's okay. And like, no one wants to hear that with the doctor that's going to operate on you, right? Or if you go to get Botox for the first time and you say, you know, are you really good at what you do? And she's like, I'm okay. Let's see what I can do with your face. Like, you want someone who's like, oh my God, I'm going to make you look so amazing.
Exactly.
That, you know, and in those cases, like, I feel like this is a blog post I have to write. There have been times that I have been, and I'm using air quotes over here, I've been sold. I've been upsold by somebody who, you know, I went to them asking about something, but they asked for the sale. They told me about something that they knew was going to serve me and help me. They kind of pushed me to, you know, get out of my comfort zone and go for it. And you know what? I ended up paying for it. I ended up paying a lot more money than I thought I would for a lot more things. And none of those things I never returned anything. I cannot look back and go, oh, I'm upset with the people at Tony Robbins because they upsold me to a 3-year business coaching plan as opposed to a 1-year. Best investment I ever made. Every time that I've experienced a good salesperson like that, I've never been shystered into something I didn't want. So yeah, those people are out there. They're out there in any industry, but there is a way to be an effective, confident, full of certainty saleswoman and do a great job. And ultimately, if you're focused on, like Lenka said, serving your customer, that's how you win. Lenka, I had, this was amazing. And I'm certain that I'm going to be coming back to you to have you on the show and potentially interview you for the ladies in my course as well, because I think you're brilliant and I need to read your book. And that said, you've got a book, you've got ways that folks that are listening can potentially experience you, find out about where you're speaking. You've got some online services. So tell people where they can find you. And of course, we'll link that up in our show notes as well.
Thank you, Kelly. And I so enjoy talking to you. Incredible woman you are. My book is called Energetic Selling and Marketing. And in there, I go a lot more in depth into how we women sell and how to turn it around. So I talk there about topics such as detachment, our relationship with money, how to break patterns in our business and selling process that we don't like. So it's a very different approach to selling and how to create extraordinary growth in a business via using our energy. My website is my name, lenkalutonska.com, where you can find the links to my Facebook group, to the book, which comes with plenty of bonuses and anything else that you might benefit from.
Awesome. It was such a pleasure having you on the phone. And I mean, not only do I just love hearing your accent, I'm just going to be real. That's what us Americans do. We like to hear accents. It really was an absolute pleasure. And you're brilliant. I love your perspective. I love your enthusiasm. And, you know, I think just, you know, for everybody listening, just hearing her, that's selling. Like her enthusiasm, her sincerity, that genuineness that comes across, that's what we're saying you do. And when you're like that, that's what draws people in to whatever your business is. So I encourage you, we will link this up in the show notes at thekellyoshow.com. But we will link both up to her book and her website. I encourage you to check that out. Check out all of her services. She's amazing. And we will certainly have her back on the show for the business series. If you have any questions for Lenka, obviously we encourage you to connect with her directly. If you have questions for me about sponsorship opportunities on the show in the future or about nominating somebody that you would like to have interviewed in 2020. We are full for the remainder of 2019, but you can email Kelly at kellyalexa.com. You can also reach out to my assistant, Angie, at kellyalexa.com as well. Thank you so much. Thanks again to you, Lenka. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We'll see you next time on The Kelly O Show.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. You've reached the end of part two of this two-part interview with Lenka Lutonska. I hope you enjoyed it. She's fabulous, isn't she? I strongly recommend you get her book. I just started it and I am loving every second of it. And I can't wait to have her back on the show. But, and of course, we'll link up everything we mentioned in this episode in the show notes at thekellyoshow.com. That usually goes live a day or so after the show is live as well. So if you have questions on future episodes when we're going to have Lenka back or on business or the business series in general, you can reach out and you can email us using Angie at kellyalexa.com. That's my assistant's email. You can also fill out the contact me form on kellyalexa.com. You can use those same methods of outreach if you're interested in podcast sponsorship opportunities for 2020 and beyond, or if you'd like to nominate yourself or somebody that you know to be interviewed on the show. If you're enjoying this show and the content that we're putting out, I would so love it if you, number one, make sure you're subscribed wherever it is that you are listening. And if you happen to listen on iTunes and can leave us a review, it takes just 2 to 3 minutes, but every review helps this show get seen and heard by more folks who could benefit from the free information we put together. So thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next time on The Kelly O Show.